Welcome back to Brolin' with Owen. Today I'm solo dolo. Actually, I take that back. Come here, boy. I got my boy Kodak with me. All right. Yep, today we're tackling the solo. Get out of here. On this side. I know I've been gone a couple weeks. That's because I've been detoxing. I went on a diet. No alcohol, no caffeine, no sugar. Got my mind straight. I feel good. I feel clear. And I'm ready to go again. Today I'm starting us off with an Irish mule, or some call it a Kentucky mule. It's like a Moscow mule, but with whiskey, so. First up, I got my Bird Dog Strawberry Whiskey. Ooh, I love this stuff. Shout out my mother, she got me this. It is hot as hell, too. I'm sure these ice cubes are probably almost melted. We're up in the 90s right now. We're supposed to hit 100 this weekend. I'm not ready for that. I'm sweating in here. This room got no AC. So first we start off with, this guy's a little alcoholic too. He's tries to get into my alcohol. Lay down. Hey, you're hot too, aren't you? Boop. All right. Couple shots of this. A little more. You stay out of there. This is mine. And then, of course, a ginger beer. Today we're drinking Reed's. Gotta save some room for the lime. Always gotta have your lime, regardless. Let's see if I can cut this. Get out of here. I don't want to cut you. I'm usually not the best at cutting stuff. This is a fat, juicy lime. Hell yeah. Get that lime up in there. Ooh-wee. Yummy. Should we give him a piece of lime? Let's see if he likes it. Here, you want a piece? Try it. Why are you looking at it like that? Just try it. Come on, try it. No reaction? Here. Bite that shit. I swear, this guy's crazy. No reaction. Get a little stir going. Yes, sir. That's what I like to call an Irish mule. Cheers. Woo! That's some strong ginger beer. Oh, that's good though. That's some good stuff. Oh yeah. Clear off this table. All right, so my goal, I got a lot of goals actually, but the goal with this table right now is to eventually just have this baby sticker slapped. So you'll be seeing me just slapping stickers on throughout the next couple episodes and hopefully get some people to bring on some stickers to slap on. So if you want me to slap your sticker on, send it to me or come on the podcast and I'll slap that shit on. We'll save the other ones. Why are you drooling? You want some of this or something? You ain't getting any. That's yummy though. Woo! So something I find weird, and I thought about the other day. Actually, I heard someone discuss this
and it made me think about this. So I heard someone say, like, it's weird how we find mummies and we, like, just dig them up and unwrap these mummies. Like, these are dead people from hundreds of years ago. And then that got me to thinking, like, yeah, that's weird, but do you think, like, in a couple hundred years from now, they're going to be, like, digging up our grandparents' graves and, like, looking in them and, like, being like, oh, this famous person, like, oh, we're going to dig up Elvis graves. And, like, that's just weird to me. And then that also got me thinking further, they can't even dig up our generation because we just burn each other and turn into ashes. Like, we're not even going to exist. There's going to be no proof of us, no bones, nothing. And so, yeah, that just got me thinking of that, you know, because I'm not going to get buried. I'm definitely going to be turned to ashes because that's fucking weird to be buried. Just burn me. Spread my ashes. I feel like that's the most normal thing to do. And that way I don't get dug up within 100 couple years. Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Where did I put the trash at? That's put up there. Ethica. It's the only underwear I wear right there. They should sponsor me. That's the only underwear I wear. You know what I'm saying? That shit's going right. Meh. Yes, sir. Cheers. All right, you can have a lick, but just a lick, okay? Ooh! You like that? That's just good, huh? You're a little alcohol fiend, dude. All right, dude. You need to chill out. You're a little alcoholic, man. You know, before I moved in with my girlfriend, or once I moved in with my girlfriend, there was things I learned that you have to do that I didn't know you have to do. Like, for example, they use, like, all different types of, like, fabric softeners and, like, laundry soap and, like, little beads and balls that you put in the dryer. And, like, I didn't know you. I fucking love it now. No, don't get me wrong. They know what they're doing. That shit's soft as fuck. But, see, I didn't even know that stuff exists. I didn't know you were supposed to clean your pillowcase and your sheets, like, weekly. I used to go months without cleaning that shit. Yeah, I know. Nasty, right? Now that I know to clean it, it makes me feel 10 times cleaner when I go to sleep. Soaps. There's many different types of soaps. I think I've talked about this before, but, like, I used to have, like, one soap for everything. And now I gotta have, like, a face soap, a hand soap, a body soap, a hair soap, a dish soap. There's just soap for everything now. Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't know, or I did know, but, like, she made me get a credit card, made me start building my credit. Honestly, what it sounded like is that when you move in with a girlfriend, they just turn you into an adult. I don't know what it is. They just have their adult ways of making you an adult. Like, now that I'm with her, I meal prep. I used to just fucking wake up in the morning and slap a sandwich together and go. Now she cooks, or when she doesn't, I cook. It's just like a whole freaking meal and, like, individually pack it for the whole week. I still make sandwiches sometimes, you know, but meal prepping, weekly grocery shopping. I used to shop, like, once a month. And by the end of that month, I'm, like, starving, eating Top Ramen every day because I haven't gone to the store in, like, a month. Now I go weekly. This sticker says, save the earth. It's where all the beer is. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's save our planet. Because without the planet, we don't have beer. That is the perfect sticker, is it not? Save the planet. It's where all the beer is. So yeah, I've just been working. Doing a lot to the new house. You know, taking a little time off. Podcast's a little slowing down right now, but I'll try to get back up on it, you know? Make some TikToks. Go follow the TikTok. We're just going to get drunk. Talk about life. Because who doesn't like talking about life when they're drunk? Hopefully you're sitting there drunk with me, or you're probably just thinking I'm rambling. But I say let's top off here. I got a little more ginger beer. Yummy. Let's throw like a shot in there. It's just good, dude. 80 proof Bird Dog whiskey. Love it. That's quite a bit. Yeah. Yummy. You know, I was thinking, there's this statistic. They say, you know, I'm going to tell you right now. You know the reason why not to cheat and why cheating is so fucked up? Say you're with your girlfriend and she gives you 80% of everything you're looking for. 80%. 80 out of 100. 80% of everything you want in a woman. That's a lot. That's a lot of women right there. You're getting mostly everything you're looking for, but you're not getting that 20%. And so you get bored after a while because, you know, you get in these relationships where sometimes you have your ups and downs. And you have all this 80%, but then you want that other 20%. You get greedy or you get bored or anything. You see someone else with that 20%, and so you want it. And so when fucking cheaters go for it, they go for that 20% and they're like, yeah, this is what I wanted. I want this 20%. I've gone so long without it. But then once you cheat with that 20%, then you're just stuck with that 20%. Because say like your girlfriend's most likely going to break up with you, and then you're stuck with this 20%, and now you don't have 80%. You only have 20% of the woman you want. And so why go out and look for that other 20% when you already have 80% at home waiting for you? Like, you'd rather get stuck with 20%? 20 out of 100? That's low. You don't need that. You could live without 20%. I'll live any day with 80%. Cheating's fucked up. And I'm serious about that. And that goes both ways. Especially people who try to fuck over a relationship. What do they call that? A homewrecker? Is that a homewrecker? Fuck, what's it called? I might be right. A homewrecker? When someone sabotages a relationship? I feel like that's even more petty. How are you going to see a healthy relationship and want to fucking take a stab at it? You're fucking jealous. You're so jealous and such a worthless piece of shit that you take a stab at someone else's relationship and try to ruin it? That's some low life scum shit. Like, get a fucking life. And that's on the real, you know? We out here trying to make a living. We out here drinking, having a fun time, slapping stickers. Fuck it, let's slap the big boy. Thrasher. Even though I fucking hate Thrasher, I used to love Thrasher, but then it got taken over by all these like wannabe, like the swag or the, what do they call it? The hype kids or the woke kids. Got taken over by the woke kids. But you know, I've had this sticker for a couple years now and this is the perfect use for it, so if I could ever open it. Where should we put this bad boy? I just say right up front, you know what I'm saying? You can't see this on the table, but it's going right up front up here. Oh shit. Yep, that's where you're going. Skateboard magazine? Wait, Thrasher's? The skateboard magazine? I thought it was a skateboard brand, but I don't know, it was a magazine. Let's slap another sticker. Mammoth Lakes, California. That's my hometown, baby. or not my home, that's not my hometown, but that's where I grew up snowboarding. Know what I'm saying? Got to represent the home mountain is what I mean. That's my home mountain. We don't have one over here. Let's slap one over here. Yes, sir. Let's just slap all the stickers right now while we're at it. You know, cheers. Take a shot for me. Riding this shit solo dolo. Mainly because I would have Brotato Chip here, but she works a different schedule now. We have different days off. So we won't be seeing her as much often. Zoomies. This is the big snowboarding skate shop in Mammoth. I love it. They always hook me up there. Fucking shout out Zoomies. You go right there. This table is going to be sticker slapped. A for Alliance. At the tattoo shop. You go right there. See, it kind of looks random right now and scattered, but eventually this whole fucking table is going to be slapped, son. Son. Damn, I already fucking feel this shit. I haven't drank, and I had some wine the other night when I finished my 3 week sobriety, but. Or 3 week, because it wasn't just sobriety from sugar, alcohol, and caffeine. But this is the first time actually, like, drinking. So I'm going to have some beer later on. I'm drinking some whiskey right now. Probably going to get drunk and piss my girlfriend off. Just joking. She loves me. I think. I hope so. We did just buy a house together, so. And she literally owns 80% of everything inside this house. So I know so. I know so. There, let me fix that. Cheers. I'm going to finish this. And then we'll probably just call it. Unless I had anything else to talk about. I'm looking out my yard right now. I'm having a really tough time with my lawn care. I'm trying to be a dad and grow my grass and like make it all nice. I got some gravel out there on the surrounding. I built the deck. But the grass, it's patchy, man. It's patchy like my beard. I mean, I don't really have a beard, but it's patchy. I think it's because I got dogs, though. And, like, it's hard to maintain a lawn when you got dogs all the time running around and wanting to dig. So, any tips, any dad tips, let me know. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll be a dad. We'll see. Other than that, I was just picturing a little Brotato Chip running around the house, you know, just acting like me. I don't know if I'd want that. I'm just joking. All gone. That's an Irish mule, Kentucky mule. Thanks again for brewing with Owen. I hope to get some new guests on soon. Please hit that like. Please hit that subscribe. I know you're watching. I know I got like the same 5 people that always like and always comment and always hit me up. Let's grow this shit, dude. This is a movement. This is for the bros and the bras. The bra girls. Come on now. Come on. Hit that like. Hit the subscribe. Let's go. Thanks for bowing with Owen. Stay tuned. I'm going to try to drop more content soon. So bear with me, motherfuckers. I'm dropping merch soon. My merch line. I'm working on my website right now. I got some shirts and a hat. I got a couple shirts. And I got a hat and some koozies made up. This is going to drop really soon. I'm not exact on the date yet, but I'll let you guys know soon. So watch out for that merch line. And I'll send out the link. Until then, keep rolling with Owen. Thank you. Peace out, bitch.